I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into today's episode of the Top Cut Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcast. My name is Sunny. I am here with my co-host, El Gigantos Kihoko. How are you?
I am doing good, actually, and it's nice to be back after a week. I have good news for you all. Sunny's internet works, probably.
So far. I haven't actually tested streaming on the new internet yet, but like... I also haven't checked my internet speeds. I don't even know if it's doing the...
While Sunny is habitually checking his internet speed, we are back. Should be back on the normal schedule, but holidays are around, so who knows.
And it's less than it used to be, but it's still solid.
Speaking of holidays, we got a banger for y'all today. This is some prime holiday season.
Good stuff.
Podcast content. It is.
I'm doing 372 megabits download and 37 megabits upload.
I have never sniffed a 372 down in my life. On a good
day. Well, I'm paying a lot extra to have 372
that's
down.
True. So. That's true. And on a good day out here, we get 150 if the stars align. But usually down here where I'm at, it's like 70.
If it makes you feel any better, when I was like growing up, I grew up in a very rural house, like kind of like you are. Mm-hmm. I was 30 minutes from the nearest stoplight. That's not a joke or an exaggeration. I was 30 minutes from the nearest traffic light. It was satellite internet, and in our best moments, it was 10 download, and we thought we were in like probably the technological age.
There were times probably through high school where we were averaging like 5.
Yeah.
But
so
enough about internet right. speed. We have sponsors to thank.
Yep. So, of course, a huge thank you, of course, to Steel Fox and ETB Games for their continued support of the podcast. Of course, we also want to thank all of our affiliate sponsors. So a huge thank you to GM Accessories. I recently did a review on their Apex Victory sleeves as well as their deck boxes. If you want to check that review out, you can find it over on the main podcast YouTube channel. Which, you know, we're live streaming from right now. If you aren't aware, we do live stream every episode on the YouTube channel now a couple days in advance. Be sure, of course, as Skyhawk is so dutifully pointing out, be sure to check out Grimoire Accessories. Also, be sure to check out Tier Zero Games as well as TCG Player, Dragon Shield, and... I'm missing one. I know I am. There's 6. I did 5.
GM Accessories, Tier Zero, Dragon Shield, TCG Player.
Grimoire.
No, I think you got it.
Anyway, well, whether I got it or not, thank you to all of our wonderful sponsors. It's either code TOPCUT5 on all of them, or TCG Player is just the affiliate link, or GM Accessories is TOPCUTPODCAST10 for 10% off. And we get 5% kickback on all of those, as long as you click the link and use the code, and at TCG Player, we get 3.5. So, also, anyway.
Thank you to our lovely patrons.
Yes. Well, yeah, that was the next one. So, of course, thank you to our wonderful patrons for their very direct support of the podcast. Just a reminder, it's $1 a month to get your name on the podcast, $5 a month for the extra episode every week. I will warn you, though, we're going to be cutting names. I know we have quite a few new viewers from Mike's chat, which Mike's not here today. He's still on his sabbatical. And so we have quite a few new listeners. I'll let you know, we do cut names if we find them too inappropriate, because we do try to keep the podcast generally PG.
I do actually have the explanation for what happened to Trishula. So if you are not aware, and this is actually probably a quick thing we could cover news-wise, Master Duel did something very weird. they released a ban list like a week and a half ago. We reacted to it live on the Patreon episode, which made for an incredible patron episode title.
It was good.
So that list was set to go into effect on December 5th. So what Master Duel did is they made another list a few days ago that also goes into effect on December 5th.
They were like, you know what? We can do more.
So they did. They did a ban list errata. So let me pull up the exact message to a ban list.
What does this have to do with Mike? You said, I know what happened to Mike.
He's actually, he fainted due to joy, because in Master Duel, all of the dragon rulers are now legal.
No, that's not true.
It is. It is true. In fact, you can play up to 7 of them, I think.
Redox is still banned, right?
Nope.
What?
Nope. I have to...
But at least they banned, like, Rongo Miniad or, like,
Rongo got banned.
Okay, and because all the dragon rulers are level 7, they banned the Tomahawk, right? Right? Surely, right?
No. Notably, that's actually not like the most dangerous change on the list. Is the rulers? The rulers are probably fine. Title,
oh, man, 7's a lot.
Title is honestly the only one that I'm a little bit concerned about, but I think
that's fine. Crazy. Redox is the one for me. Unironically, I'm more worried about Redox.
There was one other change. I don't remember what it was. It didn't matter. There are two other changes that are insane. Drident and Zodiac Barrage, both to 3.
To 3?
To 3.
Not 1? We're putting them at 3?
Rat Pier back to 1, I think, is also. So, yeah, 3 Barrage, 3 Drident in Master Duel.
Okay, Konami.
Broadbull still banned.
Sure. This is going to go real well. Notably, I think Zeus is at 1.
Zeus is limited. So Zeus is limited. The Zodiac Tri Brigade is just about to go absolutely insane again. Like, 3 Drident is scary, but Drident was already at 1 in Master Duel and not really doing anything. 3 Barrage is bonkers. That card was at 1 in the TCG when the Zodiac deck was good.
Do you think there's anything to Zodiac Unchained with the new Unchained support? Pop Barrage?
I am not convinced of that. So Charvara Pop Barrage doesn't work, because when Charvara's on the field, you're locked into Fiends.
But what about Drident pop your spell traps?
I mean, that's like fine, but you can do that with like Tornado Dragon. I'm not convinced that that's real. I don't think so.
Barrage, you don't know what my favorite Zodiac play of all time is?
Okay, I'm listening.
So, in Tri-Zoo format, the Dogmatica Invoke Shadal Eldritch deck was very popular. Mm-hmm. And one of the funniest plays was sometimes you just bricked. And you just go Drident Pass. All you could do. And your opponent very frequently into your Drident Pass would just start their turn by activating Shadal Fusion. And what's the best thing you can do if you just have a Drident Pass on board, especially if you have a Drident with a couple of materials and your only other card was like a Revolt or something, and your opponent activates shit all fusion, the best thing you can do
is pop itself.
Dryden pop Dryden. You know, and that's always been very funny to me.
Because Shadal Fusion doesn't check to see if you control your opponent controls an extra deck monster until it resolves. Because that's how most fusion spells happen, generally speaking. It's pretty rare they have a cost associated like that, or that they would check before resolution.
Trying to figure out the best
large
way to do chat.
Large brain Nezudiak plays. Funny enough, I remember I was talking to Ease about this. Fluffle was playable in Zoo format because Zoo did not have a reliable out to fight for sheep. So you would just keep
bringing
it back over and over. But that's
so I've never played original Zoo format, just Tri-Brigade Zoodiac. And I'm going to be honest with you, I don't really have too much of a problem with Dryden to one or Barrage to one, but Dryden and Barrage to three, I'm going to I legitimately did not realize they did that.
It's crazy. Yep. It's bonkers. And
I didn't realize that they had that many Dragon Rulers. I thought they just like did an extra one to one and people were freaking out. No, I was like, this is nothing.
I believe Blaster is at three, Tempest is at two, and Redox and Tidal are now at one. So
that's a lot.
We'll see.
A lot of rulers.
I am unconvinced. So I was initially scared of Redox, but Redox is just like a worse Vernasylph, if we're being real. It has advantages over them because obviously you don't get locked into Earths, but you already have to be on some density of them to make good use of Redox, I think. Tidal, I am worried about because I think the looming specter of the Water Hand loop deck is always kind of an issue.
So I want to talk about what happened to me this week as well.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
So I just cut you off.
No, that was the end of what I had to say about the rulers.
Okay.
Oh,
so
yeah, Mike, Trish was gone because the rulers made him so happy that he fainted, and he'll be out for another day.
Yeah, so Trish was gone doing family stuff. He had to attend his family, who also passed out upon finding about the rulers. I was gone because of a lack of internet, and Skyhawk was gone because of a lack of us. So, but while I was gone, I got some cards in the mail, and I want to talk about this because this is a problem.
I see where this is going. Okay.
I made a big deal about this on Twitter. I got into it with some people.
Yeah.
This is unacceptable.
This one blew up.
To ship a card in an empty OTS wrapper, that should get you disbanded from your TCG player store. It should get your TCG player store taken down. To take, I think I still have the Korean cards laying around somewhere. To take two Korean cards, put them on either side of a 15-year-old Lila. Mm-hmm. Take those cards, sandwich the Lila, okay? You put those in a penny sleeve.
The taped up booster pack.
Put it into a booster pack, tape it to the inside of the envelope, and ship
that's
it out.
Cringe. From my perspective.
Okay, here's another one. This one.
Okay.
Was a card in a top loader.
You finish it.
Just a card in a top loader in an envelope. It was not verified. It doesn't matter if it was verified. It matters that they were selling with TCG. They had the confidence to ship it out like this, just like a verified seller would. This was just a card and a top loader in an oversized envelope, which is very floppy. This is bigger than the top loader this way, and it's bigger than the top loader this way. So, what happens? The envelope gets bent. You lose the shipping addresses, which was written all the way at the very end on both sides. The envelope gets ripped. And guess what? All you have is a loose top loader floating around in a sorting machine. So, that's not cool. I believe this one was also just a card and a top loader. This one, they put it with a piece of cardboard, wrapped the piece of cardboard in a blank piece of paper, not the receipt, just a blank piece of paper, and shipped it like that, which like seems okay, but it's not. Because while, yes, it does a good job of keeping it within the same general dimensions as the envelope, guess what? It's not sealed on the ends. And when I got it, the cards were half out of the top loader. And guess what? This was bent like this. So while luckily the cards were up here and not damaged, guess what? They were half out of the top loader. This is why you...
I have a follow-up question for you, actually. What's that? you have reasonably demonstrated a problem. What in your opinion, as someone who has shipped out many cards and also who would like to receive shipped cards, what is the way
I have here an order that I have packed for TCG Player? Okay, first thing you'll notice, I'm trying not to like reveal, like dox anyone, the thickness of this envelope. Why is it so thick, you wonder? Okay, first thing I do, I take the card. Mm-hmm. Let's say it's this Red Dragon Archfiend here, okay? This is not a sleeved card. This is exactly how I would pick it up. I take it. I put it in a regular sleeve, whatever, to say it's this sleeve here. Put it in the sleeve. Boom. Okay, mm-hmm. I then take it. I then put it in a penny sleeve, okay? Put the sleeve and the penny sleeve in a top loader. Keep in mind they're loaded opposite directions so it can't come out into the top loader to where the penny sleeve is open to the bottom. Mm-hmm. And then I tape the top of the top loader. I then take that. Take the receipt. My printer's not working at the moment, so what I do is I actually take a piece of computer paper and I write out the full receipt on a piece of computer paper. I take it, I tape the top loader to the inside of the paper, fold it up, wrap the ends, tape it all on, and then I put it in the envelope. So here's what happens. I have a properly sized envelope with the paper folded to be within the dimensions of the envelope. That way there's not a bunch of extra space in the envelope where a machine can catch it and rip it. I have then labeled the envelope accordingly, put a stamp on. The paper goes down into the envelope nicely without a bunch of extra room on the edges. The cards are not going to come out of the top loader because they are both double-sleeved and taped. You have a receipt in the envelope. And then you have no issues because everything is properly sized. Everything is properly packed. It doesn't seem like it would make a difference, but when you run these cards through these sorting machines, which even if you buy non-machinable stamps, they will do, these envelopes get torn because the things in them are not properly sized. That's why we have different sized envelopes in the first place. Oh, and by the way, also on the inside of this... Oh, envelope where the paper is folded on the back of the receipt, I also wrote the address again on there in case this envelope does somehow come ripped open. When it does, their address is still on the paper so they can be repacked by the USPS because it happens all the time.
So
and it doesn't really take that long.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think there are maybe like there are some limited instances where just the top loader might be okay. If it's like a small envelope and they're like commons, it's like the value is not very high. It's like a low cost order. The other stuff is expensive. That would, I think, be reasonable. But for anything of like any type of actual value, you got to do a better job. I think especially the thing that's underrated is like the long envelopes is just a bad, bad move because that's what causes like the rattling. If you have like something smaller,
yeah,
like it going through the sorting machine is not bad if there's not as much like deviation or I guess for it to move.
Yeah.
Right. One like little tiny packing trick that somebody did when they sent me cards. There's a Facebook group called D&K TCGs, a lot of kind of independent sellers, not TCG Player. Basically all of the Canadian people have gotten together into a Facebook group and have decided they're not paying US TCG Player prices. So everybody kind of like collectively agrees 85% TCG Player for most everything. And like maybe 90% for like really high end collectible stuff.
Yeah. It's like Yu-Gi-Oh! Black Market on Facebook.
Pretty much. Yeah. It's just the Canadian version essentially. Something that I ordered a bunch of, dinosaur collector's rares. And what this person did is they did what you did, where they double sleeve the card with a regular sleeve and a penny sleeve. Mm-hmm. This person had bubble wrap, so that was one thing. But something else really cool is that sometimes taking cards out of top loaders really sucks, especially when they're double sleeved. You have to be very careful about like not trying to scratch it. So what this guy did is he took a little like it's like a little like those like thin sliver like post-it notes. Mm-hmm. Put one on the sleeve, the back of the sleeve of the card that's sticking outside of the top loader so that you can pull on that and then pull the card out without having to like grab the card physically. And it was like, I had never even thought to do that. I thought it was genius. So I'm putting that out into the
world. That is a hack for sure.
It's like, I know. I was like, I can't believe I've never thought of that. That's brilliant. But
yeah,
I completely agree with you. Ridiculous to send it in the ways that they did. And
yeah,
there are people, even like people who don't do it very often, do a better job of it. So
yeah, I mean, here's my thing. I get it, right? You're packing 30, 40, 50 orders a day. Dude, you got to do better than this. This is ridiculous. You know, like, it's give it an extra 10 seconds and make sure the cards get there so you don't have to do refunds. You know, and I left reviews for literally every single order that I got. Because you know what? I got some of my orders in really good packing with receipts and top loaders and everything. And it was great. And I left great 5-star reviews. And guess what? The ones that came in good packaging and good packing, every single time, they're the first to get here. Every single time. The ones that come in just a top loader and an oversized envelope, they're the last to arrive. Every time. It never fails. You know? It's like, I'll order from a guy that's got like 12 sales, and he's got like the receipt in a top loader and an envelope in a bubble mailer for a $2 card. And it's like, okay, well, then I order from like a giant 50,000 plus referral seller, and it's like, yeah, here's just a top loader with a card with no sleeve on it and an envelope this big, you know? Like,
no sleeve in a top loader is absolutely,
I've had it happen.
Unacceptable.
I mean,
that's insane.
I had penny sleeve wrapped up in an OTS wrapper.
That is insane. That is unbelievable.
Anyway, so with that said,
on that note, yeah.
If you're selling on TCG, get it together, man. Come on, get your stuff together. Just take the time, do it right, and let's just all be a little bit happier about what's happening. Yeah.
So there is one other very small piece of news to cover before we get into the topic of today's episode. If you follow Jeff Jones on Twitter, you may have seen something very interesting get posted. So
I didn't.
Okay, so so you have no idea what this is then. Okay. Konami,
I think you sent it to me and I forgot.
No, I did not send this to you. So Konami,
you sent it in the Discord server, and if you're not in the Discord server, you should go and join the Discord server right now so you can get when Skyhawk sends all this stuff. And also, we have a marketplace there.
That's true, but I did not send it in the Discord. So
I'm almost positive you did.
Konami sent an email to everybody who has ever won a UDS saying that they are cordially invited.
Sent this.
Did I send this? I don't think I did. I thought definitely did. I don't think I did. We're checking this now in general.
I can't. Nope. I have to go to Discord in my browser to do it.
I did not send this.
Someone did. You or someone else sent this somewhere.
Nope. I didn't send it anywhere. I did talk about the charity event, which is also a thing I should
bring. Boxwine sends it. Our moderator Boxwine sent it.
Boxwine
sent yesterday it. Okay. At 3 in the morning. Yep. No, that was somebody else. At 12 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. So they've emailed all of the UDS winners asking them to show up to an invitational tournament sometime in February. And notably, I think this might be their way of phasing out the UDS belts, except for maybe one person. Because, I think Jesse's talked about this, the UDS like 2-round buy thing expires in 2025. So my guess is that this is like the big final hurrah for the UDS, and maybe whoever wins this one gets to keep their benefits for life. Like, I don't know, but we don't know anything about it aside from that Jeff Jones posted the email. But it looks like they're prepping some kind of big invitational, which, awesome. If it means that they're trying to do more esports stuff, I'm in.
I should stop getting on Twitter during the podcasts. I just saw another, there was another one that was only a score that's happened one time before. We almost had 3 Scorigamis today. The final score is 13-8.
Ooh, spooky.
A low Scorigami is like the dark arts these days. Ooh. Anyway, I'll stop. Yeah. I'll stop.
Last piece of TCG news before we actually talk stuff. Happened this weekend, but others are going to be happening throughout this weekend, next weekend. Check to see if your local OTS is hosting a charity event. So the Yu-Gi-Oh! Charity event, if you don't know, it's an event that a lot of OTS stores run over the year. Instead of paying your regular entry fee, your entry fee is 5 pieces of non-perishable food items, and then the OTS store will donate those on your behalf. That's the entry. You play, you get packs per win, I think is how the tournament structure is set up, depends on how many people show up. And you can get some absolutely cracked prizing. Konami sends some really interesting stuff to the OTS stores to give out.
By the way, where do they keep all of this baller stuff that they use for? Dude, they use the craziest stuff for these kinds of things. Oh, and also they use the same stuff for the bounty duelists for events like Astral Pack 6. It's like, what?
So I was actually going to bring up Astral Pack. So you can get anything ranging from Astral Packs to I know Ease in our server was talking about there was an OTS store in Ontario that got first edition Rise of the Duelist. as stuff to give out. So some of the stores have some like absolutely cracked stuff. So it's not only is it for like is a really good cause, like donate food, and you can bring as much as you want. So if you want to bring more, go for it. But you can also get some sick stuff for going. So I would highly recommend checking to see if your OTS is hosting one over the next couple of weeks.
So I think that that is a wonderful thing that Konami's doing. I think it's wonderful for a number of reasons. I'm very on board with giving away better products for better causes. Also, I am very, very much more than happy to have the UDS thing happening. Hopefully, they do it at YCS Las Vegas. That would be cool as heck. I am very unsure if I'm going to YCS Las Vegas. It is the weekend of my son's birthday.
maybe not a good move.
This is the second time in less than a month that I have had a Yu-Gi-Oh! Event that I really was going to go to scheduled on the weekend of a birthday. This past weekend, I was going to go to an Edison tournament. I had my deck built already, ready to go. Mm-hmm. And my wife was like, hey, so are you ready to go out to eat for my birthday this weekend? I was like,
oh my God, sorry.
And then when they announced Vegas, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go to Vegas. Woo! I'm hitting up people that I want to be on a team with or like getting like decks together. And then I'm talking to my wife. I'm like, hey, do we have anything going on this weekend? She's like, yeah, it's...
We do. It's our son's birthday.
It's his birthday. And I was like,
oh my God, son.
Oh! So... Yeah.
Well, that also probably answers the question for me. Although, if you are looking for a teammate...
It's not set in stone.
Okay. If you are looking for a teammate, the Don Juan is looking for a team. He posted on Twitter earlier today. So, if you need a third person, I can vouch that that man is a beast.
We'll see. I'm not necessarily out of it because the flight is ridiculously cheap. And the hotel, I think... might be doable. We'll see. But we don't know exactly. We don't actually know what weekend we're going to schedule his party on yet, whether it's the weekend before or the weekend after.
Right.
Like, because it's like his birthday's not actually on that day. So I don't know. We'll see.
I'll let you continue to justify yourself.
That's it.
I almost had a
I
good.
I probably won't go.
I almost had a good segue. From the charity event to the holidays, but Vegas is also a holiday. So, speaking of the holidays,
honestly, honestly, my odds of going to Sydney are better if we get like 300 or 400 more Patreons. So, let's talk about the reason up for this episode and the reason for the season, which is free stuff. No, so let's talk about what's going on. This at the end of this month, we're having Christmas, and part of Christmas is gift giving, which is a wonderful thing. It's a very thing that we're all happy that people do. I'm very happy to buy gifts for my loved ones, and I'm very happy to receive gifts. So, the issue with that is that I found is that none of my loved ones know what to get me because I don't do anything but play Yu-Gi-Oh! So, I have a hard time telling them I want X, Y, and Z thing because they don't know what that is. So this episode from here forward for the next 30-ish minutes will serve as the way for you to just send a link right here. Boom, this spot. Hey, whoa. No comments about how much I played TCG. So this moment forward will be the spot that you send to your loved ones to say, hey, from here on forward, every single thing that they mention, I would love to get either as a stocking stuffer or an actual gift. And we're going to mention things in like all kinds of budgets and price ranges and things. And for different levels of players, because I acknowledge that while some players want top loaders because they sell cards online and they want to ship, other players want a Spellgrounds playmat, and because they are high-end competitive players that want to swag out, and other players just want booster packs to open. So there's kind of different levels to this, because you have to gauge where somebody is 1 to 10 on competitiveness, as well as 1 to 10 on collectiveness versus 1 to, you know, all of these things, right? So the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to set kind of some rules and guidelines in place. What we're not going to do for the rest of this section is we're not going to suggest anything from any of our sponsors, because we don't want this episode to just be a sponsored bit. Obviously, we would love for you to buy things from our sponsors using the affiliate links down below, but we want you to understand that there's a lot of other products out there that are worth purchasing and are worth having, because they are good things and you can get a lot of great use out of them. So with that said, Skyhawk, do you want to take us away with the first product that you want to recommend people? And again, this is stuff that you can get as stocking stuffers, whatever, but you know, you can kind of set the tone.
Yeah, so this was my, I think for tone setting, I have the perfect one. So this is something that I actually put on my list. I was trying to think of stuff that everybody who plays would like to have, especially if they built up some type of collection or if they're around the game quite a lot and might not think to get themselves, at least initially. And this one is actually also quite inexpensive, and you could probably make something very happy that you thought of them in this way. The BCW Monster Storage Boxes, fantastic gift for anybody, because yeah, like, I guarantee you any Yu-Gi-Oh player always needs extra storage. It's like almost never the case that you don't need more. And I know a lot of players who probably could use them, including me, who don't have any. When they would be, because right now, like, all of my stuff is stored in tins in a box, and it would be so much better if it was just those storage boxes.
I'm in a very unique position. You see, I'm just gonna take this and kind of spin it around to here. Yeah. These are the boxes specifically that he's talking about, for anybody wondering. Mm-hmm. That is the 1,000 count boxes, the 4 and 5,000 count boxes, some of the 2,000 count boxes here, as well as some more 4 and 5,000 count boxes. Down there, we've got more of the 1, 4, and 5s. There's a lot of different kinds to get. So understand what level your person is on collection-wise before they, you buy.
They are not crazy expensive. Like the 3,200 count boxes for standard size are like $7. They're like $6.50 if you buy them directly through BCW.
Oh, there's a very specific, very, very specific box that I really want to recommend. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like budget. I think they're like $35. I think they call it a library or a hotel. It looks like this. It's that mm-hmm. thing up there, right? Yeah. I wonder if I can do it with my finger, like right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right there. It holds 12,000 count boxes or 1,200 count boxes. They are spectacular.
That is kind of nice, actually.
You can buy it with the boxes, and it just like lets you organize them all to where they're not stacked and stuff. And it doesn't seem like it would really do anything, but it is so helpful.
That is actually really, really sick.
And you can find all this on the BCW store on Amazon.
Card House.
Okay, so
I'm looking at it now. That's actually really nifty.
It is.
Pull one out. That's cool. There's also, it looks like there's one that's got shoebox-sized ones. And that's, that's an option for like a six count. That's really cool. I didn't even consider that. That's awesome.
So notably, those are not shoebox size. They're a lot bigger. It's two of the 1,000 count boxes. So the 1,000 count boxes are like 18 inches long, give or take. And it's like two of those. So
solid.
I guess I will go next. I would say, so I actually have something that while it can also be an organization thing, but I'm going to recommend some deck boxes. I know what you're thinking, and I'm thinking actually something on a little more on the cheaper side. So specifically, like the little plastic, like $2 or $1 Ultra Pro deck boxes, you can get like a 5-pack of them on Amazon for like $6 or $7. They are wonderful to have a bunch of. And in fact, actually, wait, look, hold on, look, I've got them right here. So yep. They've got a little spot at the top where you can write the name of the deck on it, which I don't ever do because you swap decks so often. But if you get sneaky with it, I promise there's a reason that I'm doing this. Okay, so this is a Dragon Shield. I think it's an archive, which they don't make anymore. But inside, it's got two rows, which are the same size as a 1,000-count deck box. But as you can see here, I bumped my mouse. As you can see here, you can fit these 1,000-count or these deck boxes in here. You can fit a bunch of them in here, including the Dragon Shield deck boxes if you want to get a little fancier. But these deck boxes, they're great. You can put about half a dozen of them in here. And these also work in those 1,000-count boxes. Or really, they don't really work in the 1,000-count boxes. They work specifically in like the 5,000-count boxes, the big ones where the lid goes over the top. But you can put them down in there and use them either as dividers in those, or if you want to put a bunch of deck cores in those boxes, you can use it to like break up all your different deck cores and keep them all in separate boxes.
Yep.
So really handy. Oh, and I know you said you kind of want one of these. They don't make these anymore. So you have to get it on eBay.
I was going to say deck cores. It was the thing that I would definitely use that for, because that seems like bulk, like wanting to keep that separate from the other bulk is definitely like the boxes are just the way to go.
The other thing that I use those big 4,000 count boxes for, I might be telling myself a bit here. I use it for sleeves. Not just sealed packs of sleeves, but like I'll get spares. Like these. Yeah. If I use these, when I take them out of their plastic wrapper, a lot of times I'll throw the wrapper away. And so I can use like one of these little Ultra Pro boxes. I have a lot of them. And you can just put the sleeves down in the box and put the box in the thing like that. So
that's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the same vein, you can also get these from BCW, but there's a couple of different cool ones available. My next recommendation is a sorting tray. It's another one of the things like you might need that you just wouldn't think of. Especially like I just did like a full reworking of my space. You can see back there is still a little bit messy. I have a little bit more work to do, but I got myself a standing desk. Speaking of, Sonny's got this sorting tray. That's beautiful. That's gigantic and gorgeous. But like,
I would recommend the other one that's got a big flat square space on one of them.
My desk just got littered with cards. Like it's just so hard to like a tray would fix those problems instantly. And speaking of,
I also need to turn my fan on while I was up.
If you're on if you're on a higher budget, as a mini recommendation, if you want desk space, I highly recommend a standing desk, specifically one with an L shape. Because you can use the L shape for Yu-Gi-Oh stuff and remote duels.
What is the function of a standing desk?
Oh, well, why don't I tell you that? So right now, actually, I have a program to my sitting desk, but at the push of a button.
It's a way to make yourself shorter. Yes. Not recommended for people like James Nash.
And
so what's funny is I can see you standing in now in your mirror in the background.
Yeah, I'm getting back up. But mainly the point of this, like ergonomics, it's just good to be standing and it helps with posture and everything. It's also nice for keep mixing things up during the day.
Also, if you already have your own desk, there's hardware that you can buy. Like I custom made my desk. There's hardware that you can buy to turn your desk into a standing desk.
Yep. And on that note.
Wait. Maybe James Nash does need one of these. He can make himself taller.
A chili dog a day keeps Dr. Eggman away.
I don't know. I'm sorry, Darth Nash. Just catching strays for no reason.
Anyway.
Sorting tray. All right. Well, the next thing that I'm going to recommend is actually another really cheap, dumb thing that can also be used as a stocking stuffer, which I had some here that, of course, they fell. I knock stuff over because my microphone knocked stuff over earlier. Another BCW product, top loaders.
Hey, BCW, you might want to hit us up.
Yeah, so BCW sponsorship incoming. No, this is not only available by BCW. This is just happens to be what I purchased.
Yeah.
You can also get, of course, Ultra Pro sells these, as well as a couple of other manufacturers that just happen to be what my locals carried, because, well, you can get them a lot cheaper on Amazon. I think you can get like $100 for $15. And they're like four times the price at my locals. I buy them from my locals anyway because they're convenient and I support my local car shop over Amazon. But I would definitely recommend some top loaders, especially if you know that this is a person that ships product. So, for example, I sell a lot online. So for me specifically, these work out very well. And I'm going to throw another one in very quickly because this follows the stocking stuffer trend. I'm also going to recommend some dice. So you can absolutely always send some dice in. I would really recommend just like you can get like a bulk thing of 6-sided die or 20-sided die. Very, 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 very cheap on Amazon because we always lose them. So that's just a thing that's always nice to have a bunch of is dice.
So, yeah, my next recommendation is going to be a little bit vague. And that's because there's a whole bunch of different, like a range of stuff that this could apply to. But check out like artists online and check out like any like Redbubble storefronts. Or any other, there's another site that I'm not thinking of.
Yeti?
Etsy, that's the one. There's
Etsy, isn't there one Yeti too?
There might be, but uno momento. So.
I like how we're both just in PJs.
it's bedtime, we're past our bedtimes.
We're way past bedtime.
So all sorts of like really cool fan artists, especially often places like Redbubble will have discounts. A lot of these artists will also have their own stores, sometimes set up through coffee or anything else. So definitely check out a bunch. Some stuff that I really like, Think New, if you're in the US and hopefully eventually Canada. They haven't restocked for Canada yet, which is a shame because I really want the Dual Pro Shops hat. But Dual Pro Shops, tons of artists have stuff.
That's awesome. That's sick.
It's so good. There's a
wait. Blue is eyes. They that one for? They have Dual Pro Shops for on a hat.
I will send
like a trucker hat.
I will send you the link. It they have.
Please red, do because I'm gonna buy one.
They have red eyes and blue eyes. Fantastic stuff. Also, I think New, I believe, is also behind this pin. It's a little tiny Winged Dragon of Ra. Excellent.
I was looking around to see what else I had lying around. I totally forgot that I had this little just like sitting here, and I've never used it.
Which one? Little dice pouch. I did not see. Oh, that is pretty sick, actually. That's cool.
I forgot.
Got the holographic One Piece playmat.
I totally forgot I had it.
This is another cool little pin. So this is from Elasso.ca. They were at Animathon, and I picked this up. They make a lot of frogs, and so this one is a little frog with a dual disc.
Ooh.
So this one is
Amanda LaPalme always has nice stuff. Yeah. You saying frog reminded me of her frog dice.
Yep. Oh, there are some the Mana Moon bleach dice are always very tempting. I love the bleach dice. The scapegoat dice are really cool too. So yeah, support. Like if you know have somebody who's like they kind of have everything they need, but they would love something stylish, check out a bunch of local artists. There's tons of websites. So that's one. That's at like maybe the next level of price range.
Let's see. All right, so my next one is going to be a really weird recommendation. Which way I can actually go get? I have one of them, but I have to go to my kitchen to do it. But so if this person of yours is a very competitive. Wait, I have two in the closet because I got them as a gift for friends. Hold on.
This time on the Top Cut Podcast, Sunny enters the closet. Da, 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 da.
So, I actually took my own advice and I bought these for friends. So what this is a It's very taped up, so I'm not going to open it. Mm-hmm. This is a cooler. It's a backpack cooler, which just look up backpack cooler on Amazon and you'll find them. Mm-hmm. But it is a, I mean, it's like an ice chest, but it's just a backpack, right? You can fill it with ice and you can put cold drinks in it, water, sodas, energy drinks, whatever you want to put. And they also have separate pouches where you can put things like sandwiches, little candies, or things like that that you don't want to melt in a hot car, maybe. And the reason that you might want to have one of these if you're a very competitive Yu-Gi-Oh! Player, specifically for me, this has been a great tool to have because I have one and I take it to my tournaments with me when I go, especially on the long ones where I'm sometimes driving 4-4.5 hours in the morning. So getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and leaving to go to an event. And then driving all the way there, staying there all day, and getting home at sometimes midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. That's not like an uncommon thing. So for me specifically, the ability to get there and get back in one day is big, and having the cooler makes a huge difference for that. Now, I have a cooler backpack specifically because it's a lot lighter and it's a lot more mobile. But what I do is I put all my ice drinks and snacks and lunch and everything in it. And I bring that and it gets me through my whole day. I have to make less stops at gas stations and I have to make less stops for food. And while I am out and about, while I'm at the event, at the venue, while I'm at the event, or while I'm on road, I don't have to stop and I don't have to spend as much money. And this is huge. You know, when you're traveling this much for these events, anything that you can do to make them more affordable, such as bringing your own lunch and bringing your own drinks and snacks, is huge. And also, not only does it give you a reason to be more conservative with your budget when you're going to these events, it also gives you a way to eat healthier. I can bring a little baggie of fruit, which is a great little energy boost on top of being a healthy snack that's going to, you know, give me my energy. The natural sugars of fruit specifically are a wonderful boost. You know, I can specifically bring peanuts or a protein bar, which is going to be a lot more filling throughout the day. That way, the tournament starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, stop at noon. I can eat a sandwich that I brought, or I can pack a salad and I can eat up my own salad that I made, things like that. It gives you a lot more options of healthier food because a lot of times at these convention centers, they're serving what? Chili dogs, meat pies, burgers, things like that. Yeah. So I really cannot recommend the cooler enough if the person that you're buying for is really regularly going to a lot of events, not just locals, but like lots of regionals and YCSs, especially if they're driving. So it seems like an off the wall one, but
that's good.
Makes a difference.
So I'm pulling back on the budget some for the next one. And again, it's stuff that like people would maybe not think to buy themselves, or maybe they wouldn't get themselves like a really cool one. And that is
the
like,
coolers are about $20, by the way, for anybody wondering.
Yeah. So, LifePoint notepads. So getting like
That's specific ones.
So anybody can get like a notebook, and those are super great to use. But having the notepads are really cool.
Yes.
Especially some of the more.
I would grab one, but. I have one right here.
There are a few different design ones. There are also some like Egyptian god ones you can get. You can get them usually like remote duel events will have them as prizing or sometimes at walls, but like I imagine they're not that expensive on eBay. So this is an example of a remote duel one.
It's got
player one, player two on it. It's very official looking, very cool. So cool like little gift you can find. There's also probably tons of like
also
unofficial ones.
If I could recommend 1UP TCG, and they're based out of Mississippi and they have another shop in Alabama and Tuscaloosa, I think. They're one of the bigger shops in the South, but they also have an online store. On their online store, I think it's $1 a piece or $2 a piece for their notepads, which are really thick. And I get them every time I go to their shops for regionals, and they always serve me well. So
nice. So
yeah,
my final one on my list, I have two higher end ones. One of them is quick and one of them is less quick. So
sure.
The first like higher end of the range, booster box of the Rarity Collection. If you can find them at a somewhat reasonable price, there is no Yu-Gi-Oh! Player on planet Earth who will be disappointed with that. Even like
that is absolutely correct.
Even like a one of the Walmart mini boxes, if the large boxes are not available to you, like they're literally perfect. Don't get the Mystery
it's the
Power
best...
boxes; they're horrible.
Yes,
Rarity Collection. Like
not even the Mega Tens. It's the Rarity Collection is the single best Christmas gift that Konami has ever given us. Specifically, if you want to do a booster box as a big gift, or if you want to do little gifts like stocking stuffers, you can buy blisters at Walmart and put them in a stocking. I think they're $5.99 a piece. They're wonderful. You just do several of those. It's great.
Yes. Just absolutely true. Now, notably, I am seeing the tins get like heavily discounted. If you can find the tins at like 75% off, not a bad idea.
Sure.
It's like a stocking thing. Like it's like,
yeah, that is very true.
So I am seeing there are places that are really, really heavily discounting now because they're not very
good. Also, if you want to get the latest core set for someone as a stocking stuffer, Age of Overlord is good the set. Most recent core set. So if you're look at Walmart, the only two blisters that I would buy at Walmart, the only two packs I would buy are Yu-Gi-Oh! Rarity Collection and Age of Overlord, and that's it.
Yeah.
So don't go, please don't. I mean, Duelist Nexus maybe, but like really, Age of Overlord and Duelist Nexus are the two sets that if you see the packs on the shelf, you're like, yeah, I want those. Don't get like, because like if you go like Dollar General, you'll still see like Legendary Duelist Synchro Storm and things like that. Like, don't do that.
Maybe.
It's Duelist Nexus. And and like, Age of Overlord.
Maybe Amazing Defenders, if anywhere still has blisters of that.
Yeah, maybe Amazing Defenders.
But, my final recommendation is it is unnecessary to spend this amount of money, but if you have somebody who like really is in need of one and wants one that's like kind of specifically branded, has a couple of specific features, you can buy Amazon camera bags for like between $40 and $60 that have most of these features, but this one is like designed and built specifically for it. So if you can find it on sale, this is Ultra Pro's TCG backpack. I believe it's, or not Ultra Pro, Ultimate Guard. I don't even remember what the name of this backpack is.
I think it's the Defender.
Defender, I think it might be it.
The Vault.
It's they have two of them out there. This is the more expensive one. But this thing is fantastic. It's like their quote-unquote anti-theft backpack. That naming is kind of misleading because somebody can obviously just steal the backpack. But it is something that I found myself having to do at events all the time. Just as like a precaution thing is like having the backpack like in front of me and wearing it like this. And I don't know about you, but I find it very, very annoying to do this. What this backpack does is the way that the zipper is set up. I don't know if it will show up well on camera, but the zipper is set up so that you can't... There are no zippers if you're wearing it on your back that face outwards.
Yeah.
So if it's on your back, it is impossible for somebody to unzip a pocket without you noticing. It would be like unfathomable to do. So not only is it like a little bit more secure in that way, so you can feel safer just like having your backpack on your back. It's got a couple of really nice features to it. It's got there's some like rubber holding spots, there's some like straps, so you can have like a playmat tube hook into the strap and tighten that in. There are little pockets that are sized specifically for Ultimate Guard deck boxes, but you can put basically any deck boxes in them. And again, camera bags also do have this if you want to spend less money, because they have like lens pockets. This one also has probably my favorite thing about this one is that on the inside of it, there is a pocket along with a USB for a backup like battery. And then there's a USB on the outside of the bag, so you can have a backup battery in here and have a charger going to your phone. That's super incredibly useful for if you have a long event and you don't want to go back into your bag, or you want to be like charging your phone maybe in the middle of a game, like you're okay, this is a good time to charge my phone, I'll have that cord, I'll put it in my pocket, and then that way it's not just like sitting there doing nothing. So I have absolutely loved it. I do not regret purchasing this at all, but again, you can get very similar functionality for less money if the TCG person in your life wants a nice backpack.
So, On that same note, I have the Gem Accessories Jaguar backpack.
Hold on.
It's a nice backpack. It does a great job.
I think you said we were.
When I did the review for this backpack, I did not know this, and I was made aware of this. This is a camera backpack that has been repurposed. This is actually a previously designed backpack for a camera supply company. You can go on Amazon and find almost this exact same backpack with different colors and things like that. Or on their website, I think it's K&F Creations or something like that, for like a two-thirds of the price, right? So significantly cheaper. And if it's literally a camera bag. So like Skywalk was saying, if you, while that specific backpack is wonderful and this gym bag is wonderful, I would say specifically that a camera bag, I used a camera bag for like a year. Like I took a break from using this backpack and used just a straight DSLR camera backpack. They work great.
Yep.
And usually you can get them for like $50. So also in the vein of a high-end product. So you listed your high-end product. I've been giving Penny stuff. This is totally unnecessary, but I would like to personally recommend a Spellgrounds playmat. They are wonderful products. They will give you a play feel unlike anything else. You can find other cloth playmats that also do a wonderful job for significantly less money. But there's nothing quite like a Spellgrounds. What I will recommend is you should look up some YouTube videos or things like that, because sometimes a brand new Spellgrounds, while it might be priced $200, will actually be either cheaper or less desirable than a used Spellgrounds. Because some of the older used Spellgrounds, like a V1, V2, V3, things like that, they are way more expensive because the feel of the playmat is different. Every version of Spellgrounds, I think mine's a V7, every version of Spellgrounds, they change the feel of them a little bit, and sometimes it works out well and sometimes it works out poorly. So sometimes if you go on eBay and you look up Spellgrounds playmats that are like lightly used and stuff, you can get really good deals on them, but like brand new, they're like $200. So
yeah,
you know, we could recommend Grimoire at 60 for a playmat that I would argue is maybe just as good, but you know, in the interest of giving you a full range of options, the Spellground, I personally,
yeah,
pretty much exclusively use Spellgrounds.
Pyramid also just recently did a Spellgrounds collaboration, and that would also be a pretty decent mid-range point. They might be sold out though, so
yeah. So I do keep mentioning our sponsors, but I'm mostly doing that because it's the things that I think about, because we talk about it all the time. Well, it's the products that I mostly use.
Hopefully that was good advice, unless you have another recommendation.
Do you have any more like rapid fire things that you want to mention? Packs of sleeves.
Sleeves, fantastic. One tip, if you're somebody who's maybe not super into Yu-Gi-Oh! Who has stumbled upon this, make sure that they are Japanese size sleeves.
Yes.
That would be
great point.
Specifically Japanese size. They will be, anybody will be happy with anything. Personally, I really like Dragon Shield, but my favorite sleeve of all time is the Ultra Pro Katana. If you can find any of those for a reasonable price, go for them. On the higher end of sleeves, there's cool custom stuff you can get on any of the sites that I mentioned before.
Yep.
So if you want to just like give somebody super bling, then get them like the Labyrinth over sleeves from anywhere.
Yeah. Also, I will recommend, if you look up like Yu-Gi-Oh! Apparel, like you were saying,
yeah,
they also have special shops like the Konami Yu-Gi-Oh! Shop. They do sometimes have some cool stuff, yes, on there.
I will say I made maybe the dumbest purchase I have ever made a couple days ago. I bought on Merchoid.com. You can get, I think, cheaper prints of this elsewhere, depending on where you live in the world. My job's work Christmas party is bad Christmas sweaters. And there is a very, very good Yu-Gi-Oh! Official one, holiday sweater. That is... it's a picture of Yuki, and it says it's time to Yule.
Yeah.
And then on the back, it's deck the halls.
So, I love that.
So, and my coworkers are already aware. They bought me this hat. It's the Hypland Slifer one. So I think it would be a very funny bit. But it was...
well, I think we did a wonderful job. Oh, actually, there's another quick thing. If you go to tcgplayer.com, using our affiliate link, of course, you can actually find gift cards. And you can just order a TCG Player gift card.
That would... Yeah, that's a good one.
Legitimately. tcgplayer.com. You can just order a gift card. And that works for...
You want.
Most of the things we've mentioned... work for every card game, like dice, deck boxes, sleeves, you know,
you
like
even get a box of the Rarity Collection with TCG Player credit.
Right. You can get any packs of cards or whatever off of TCG Player. And if you're like, they want specific cards, they want, you know, the newest, latest SP Little Knight, just get them a gift card. They can just put it towards whatever they want.
Yep. And then you don't
literally everything we've mentioned, they can also get on the website.
True. All right.
All right. Well, that's going to do it. If you have any questions, really, like if you're somebody who doesn't play trading card games and you want specific advice, we're going to be very active in the comments on this one. Please, seriously, leave us a comment on YouTube specifically, or you can join our Discord server to ask questions. I know that trading card games are something that can be very imposing if you don't know the ins and outs of them. Mm-hmm. Like if you don't play trading card games, you don't know Yu-Gi-Oh uses Japanese size sleeves and Pokemon and Magic the Gathering use standard size sleeves. You just don't know that, right? So I think it's absolutely worth trying to learn about it through something like this. And if you have questions and you want clarification on anything, please ask questions. We would love to help you out and answer those. With that said, let's go ahead and thank all of our wonderful patrons for their continued support of the podcast. So, a huge thank you to Always Second, Time Rizzard.
Time Rizzard is unreal. That's so good.
That's great.
That's so good.
Zyphorus. It's either @the1pylog or @the1pylog or it might be at the one epilogue or @theon epilogue Atheon epilogue.
I got to see this now. Hold on.
I think it's supposed to be @the One Piece epilogue, but it was just like supposed to be tormenting me or something. But
I think it's,
I'm going to go Atheon epilogue.
At the one epilogue. I couldn't tell you.
There's only one E there. I don't know.
Yeah.
DM me and tell me how I'm supposed to say this. Mm-hmm. Big Stinky Ding Dongs, hostess of the Yang Zing. Give me some more Dragussy, Konami. HGH Shiver, John Leal. Mike T is one thick bih. Let me see that Trishussy, which is towing the line of what I'm willing to say. Mountain Man, Oatmeal Spaghetti.
It is the SEMO bit.
Yeah. If it wasn't a SEMO bit, I probably wouldn't do it. Mountain Man, Oatmeal Spaghetti, Owen Alvarado, Pistol Place Pendulums, Silver Hope, Understanding and Reading are two different things. Virtually Savior's World, Visa Star Frosting D's Nuts, Wind Up Carrier, Zinfandel Maiti, Aaron Gardner, Alexander Chan, Asami, Ashless Chaps, Atsio, Simp of the Silver Castle, Blackwing, Silverwing the Ascendant is the best Floodgate, Blue Eyes is best, Copium, Box Wine, Come On and Get Your Game One, Dragon Maidenless Behavior, Ice Jade will win a YCS before Swoop Swoop, false. I'm about to wreak a glimmer tribute for Cross These Plant Nuts in Your Mouth, Level 4 Fire Warrior, Gaming, Little Stinky, Lama Yama, Cam Sarama, Maxi Pack, Old Man Red, Pinko 143, Wanted Seeker of Your Mom's Sinful Spoils, and do a barrel roll! And if your name is missing from this, and it mentions Trish, you should change your name, because it's just a little bit farther than what I'm willing to go. So, thank you all so much for your continued support of the podcast. And of course, until next time, have a great week, everybody.
So before I let you go to sleep, what Yu-Gi-Oh card do you think would be found in the soundtrack of Shrek 2?
Would be found what?
Would be found in the soundtrack of Shrek 2.
I don't know what.
She'll push and pull you down, live in La Vida Loca, Kalanta. It's Vida Kalanta.
And I'm an extreme. That's it. I can't handle this.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.